The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All right, the Heat are headed to the East. Okay, just settle down.
I was in Puerto Rico when I said that.
Oh, my. Can I do this? Can I do work? The conference finals for the second time in 3 years after closing out the Sixers 99-90 in Game 6. Jimmy Butler paced the Heat with 32 points, while Joel Embiid had 20 and 12 for the Sixers. James Harden had just 11 points in 43 minutes as Philly is heading home again after the defeat. Doc Rivers' job security was a topic of discussion.
Have you thought about job security?
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it, because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
Well, it's a results-based business. And that's
it is, but you don't do it every year. Every time you're wrong, should you lose your job? No. So it's the same thing, all right? But listen, if you believe that, then go with it.
Okay, Kendrick Perkins tweeting this. I hope Doc does get fired. I edited a little bit so I could say it right. He needs to be in LA with the Lakers. At least he knows the point forward LeBron James is going to be in shape and actually compete. Get him away from Harden. Please carry the hell on. Is Doc better off coaching the Sixers or the Lakers?
Lakers. I can't deny that. Because LeBron is more trustworthy than almost any player in the NBA. In the history of the NBA, he's one of the top five most trustworthy players. And I'm just being, listen, I get on LeBron James about, you know, a free throw or a jump shot or a decision on the court or, you know, stepping upstairs and pushing the organization to embrace someone. Mm-hmm. You were in the bubble saying he with us when you were against him. You know what I'm saying? So you didn't feel that great about Russell Westbrook when you went against him in a bubble when he was on Houston. So why would you push the Lakers organization to bring him? That's what I get on LeBron James about. But there is no question. This is one of the greatest players ever, and more importantly, one of the greatest professionals ever. LeBron doesn't cheat the game of basketball. Now, indirectly, he may have affected it negatively, because when you see everybody trying to assemble a big three, even though he wasn't the first, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, KG, and all of that stuff, the bottom line is people followed that, but they didn't follow the level of professionalism that he puts forth and the level of commitment. They tried to imitate what he did, but they didn't bring the professionalism with them. So we have to understand that. But there's no question that if you're a Doc Rivers, you would be better off there. And here's the reason why. First of all, let me get some news out of the way. I've been told within the last 20 minutes that they're having a team meeting within an hour or so. And then after that, Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers are going to meet privately. I'm also being told that Doc Rivers will survive, that he'll last in Philadelphia. What you saw in Philly, let me take some umbrage with what Doc said. I don't agree with Doc Rivers that he did a great job. I think he did a damn good job. I don't believe he did a great job, because I think when you do great jobs, you take something, you take nothing to something, or you win a chip. Those are the two things that I qualify as greatness. That's not the case here, but he did do a damn good job. And let me caution everybody that's watching Doc Rivers speak to those reporters now. That Doc Rivers is a guy that has been going through it the last few months, because he's heard all these D'Antoni rumors. And Doc Rivers has been around. He's been a coach in the NBA for 23 years. He knows what handwriting is on the wall, meaning that you got people out there bringing up D'Antoni or questioning this or that about Doc Rivers in the months leading up to these playoffs, because the stage was being set for him to be railroaded. So Doc Rivers smelled the rat. And obviously, people use the media to do that. The media ain't making up the stories, but the media has their own different sources. And so those sources make sure that information is leaked out. And as a result, Doc Rivers has to be subjected to that
constant inquiry that takes place because the coach talks to the media after every practice and they talk to the media after every game. And so, and before games. So you have to deal with that. And that kind of stuff, I mean, who knows what kind of blisters or whatever it is on his damn tongue from him biting his damn tongue all of these months because of what he's had to hold in. So that statement that you saw Doc Rivers get and how he came at the media, it's really, really him saying, I know what the hell people have been trying to do to me over these last few months. I would tell him it ain't the media. It's people leaking stuff to the media because they were trying to railroad Doc Rivers. But Harden was so flagrantly bad. People in Philadelphia ain't thinking about Doc Rivers this morning. They thinking about the fact that you got a dude that's eligible to get a $200 million extension that showed up in the second half last night and took two shots. That's what they thinking about rather than Doc Rivers. Floor is yours.
You know, it's hard for me to talk about a situation like this because I won a championship with Doc Rivers. He's like a father figure to me as a mentor in the basketball world and in life. But I have a problem with when I think about Doc Rivers and the situations that he's been in since he's left the Boston Celtics. Trust and loyalty. Think about this for a second. He was with the Clippers. He hired Lawrence Frank. Lawrence Frank backstabbed him to get up in the front office job, whatever the case may be, all of a sudden got that role. And then all of a sudden he let Kawhi Leonard and Paul George do whatever the hell they wanted to do. And then right after that, when Paul George had his mental health issues down in the bubble and Doc Rivers was there for him every step of the way, guess what? He went behind his back and he got Doc Rivers fired. Okay, and then all of a sudden, you look at when he come to Philly, right? You look at when he come to Philly, and I'm looking at this situation in particular, and I'm saying to myself, I'm saying, well, damn, Daryl Morey and Doc Rivers have a little history, you know, from being in Boston. Daryl Morey was there when we was there, you know, when he was first starting off under Danny Ainge. And now all of a sudden, it's trust and loyalty again. So if I'm Doc Rivers, I'm getting the hell out. I'm getting the hell out. I don't even want this job. The fact that they're having a team meeting really about whether or not they should keep Doc Rivers.
I didn't say that's what the team meeting was about.
No. I'm speculating.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, because usually when it happens like that, first of all, the only person that they really should be talking to is Joel Embiid, whether or not if they want to keep Doc Rivers. But when I look at this situation in particular, you don't want to go into a season knowing that James Harden don't want you there, knowing that him and Daryl Morey tied together like shoelaces. Why would he want to be in that position? He couldn't be comfortable. He right. can't be comfortable. He can't be the best version of himself. I would like Doc Rivers to go somewhere like the Lakers where he could be the best version of himself. Now, look, the Lakers organizations ain't just peaches and cream now. I get all that. But they respect Doc Rivers.
Yes.
LeBron James is going to respect Doc Rivers. Anthony Davis is going to respect Doc Rivers. So when I come to it, when I look at it, Doc Rivers has been one of the most loyal, trustworthy guys around, and he keeps getting backstabbed.
Right. Well, let me say this to you. Number one, Doc Rivers is going to coach. You ain't going to tell Doc Rivers he can't bench somebody, he got to play somebody. Don't hire him because you ain't doing that to Doc Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. So, again, you know, I don't think the Lakers would do that. They swear that's not what they would do. I'll take them at their word. That's number one. Number two, in the interest of fairness, because I'm not questioning anything that you said, but in the interest of fairness, Lawrence Frank has repeatedly denied such accusations about himself when he was in the Clippers. Paul George has denied that he took that position against Doc Rivers when Doc Rivers will ultimately let go. My biggest issue is that the quiet assassin himself, the Mr. Kawhi Leonard, said nothing. You know, that was my thing because we all know he was the face of that franchise, okay? When they lost in the bubble, he said nothing. So that was a big, big deal. And he wanted a point guard. He wanted a natural point guard, but he didn't say anything in support of Doc Rivers. That's number two. Number three, let me come to Daryl Morey's defense in this respect. I blame the Sixers organization, the ownership, more than Daryl Morey.
Wow.
Daryl Morey doesn't owe Doc Rivers loyalty. Daryl Morey didn't hire him. He was there when they brought in Daryl Morey. So the fact of the matter is, last time I checked,
Elton Brand was highly respected.
Got to wrap it up here.
He was doing a good job. He would have did a good job. He had a relationship with Ben Simmons. You should have left Elton Brand there and not bring in Daryl Morey at all. But since you did, Daryl Morey didn't hire Doc Rivers. So what loyalty should he have to Doc Rivers? That's my issue. Mm.
All right. We've got to leave it on that note. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Damn Cowboys.
I feel like that's one of your best acting jobs, but then at the same time, it's like he's not acting, right?
He's not.
He is, but he isn't.
It's in between.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that was.
He got me. He got me.
I got to say, the Cowboys never go low budget. I mean, the whole thing.
What's up, Notorious? What's up, Big Papa?
What's up,
Big Papa? What's up, dog? What's going on?
Hey, was that Brick acting right there? Was that Brick?
Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, my buddy. He asked me for a favor. They needed me to promote the Dallas Cowboys 2022 upcoming schedule. And I couldn't say no to my buddy. And that's what happened.
Woody, you know Brick made someone have a getting a car accident in Houston.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he was walking the street. They didn't see Stephen A.
Wait a minute,
by the mall. And they were driving, screeched and did a sudden stop, Brick! And they got blindsided. It's a three car accident. It's a true story. I kept walking. I can't unmake the accident. There's nothing I can do, so I kept walking to the mall. I had to go to Neiman Marcus.
But story is fishy. You walk into the mall.
Absolutely.
They recognize Brick and not Stephen A.
That's right.
This is
that's
all
right.
Fishy.
Excuse me. My hand to the good Lord. There are old white men that come up to me and go like this. Excuse me, Ms. Smith. Don't mean to interrupt you. I know who you are, but my wife wants to take a picture with you because she says you're Brick on General Hospital. That is the absolute truth. And by the way, just as an aside, Brick has been summoned back to Port Charles.
Oh, really?
So I will be back.
When can we expect
soon.
This?
Well, I got to tape it this month. I told them I got finals to do, and they rearranged the schedule just to make sure I could come. You know, I'm serious. I'm just my man Frank Valentini, Maurice Bernard, my boys. I mean, they looking out for a brother. They understand Brick is needed. To Port Charles.
General Hospital rearranged. I thought you meant the NBA Finals rearranged the schedule.
No. General Hospital.
Got it.
I'm not that important to Adam Silver yet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Woody, it's good to see you. All right, Stephen A., how many games, in all seriousness, will the Cowboys win this season?
First of all, I don't know. I mean, they're the Cowboys, okay? I mean, we know they lose games they should win. They lose games they should win. I'm saying it should, once they should it. They win a few games sprinkled here and there. I guess if I had to guess, it'd be about 10-7. I can see them beating the Giants twice, I tell you that much. I can see them beating the Commanders, whack, corny name, okay? I can see that happening. I can see them beating the Vikings. I can see them beating the Texans. I see them split with the Eagles. I can see them beating the Lions at home, okay? I can see them beating, again, I said the Giants twice, okay?
Yeah.
And so I would say, safe bet, I'm going to predict the Cowboys are going to go, I would say 10-7.
10-7 or 9-8. One or the other. One or the other. Doesn't matter. They ain't winning the playoff game.
Woody, what do you think?
It really don't matter because I got the Eagles winning the NFC East anyway. So, you know, we can talk all this noise. We can talk all the noise, but I think Jalen Hurts and company, they ready. We know that there's been no back-to-back NFC East champion since, what, 2003? Mm-hmm. So it's time for a new one. I'm going with Philly. It don't even matter.
What about you, Big Perk? I know you watch your football.
Yeah, I do. I do. And I actually ended my relationship with the Cowboys 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and it was the best thing that ever happened for me as far as with my blood pressure.
Yeah.
And so I really don't care how many games they win. All I know is that until they get some order in the front office, and I tell this to Swaggoo all the time, me and him get into it all the time on Swaggoo and Perk, until they get some type of structure. Until they, you know, everybody can't be a chief. They got to have some Indians, you know. Until they get it right, you know, they're going to be always where they at. You know, scratching, knocking at the door, losing in the first round, things of that nature. But to be honest, I don't care. I'm focused on my Cardinals.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm focused on.
Listen, the fact of the matter is that the Dallas Cowboys, they won't let you down.
Mm.
They just don't do it. I mean, right? Listen, all you got to do is be patient. They're going to start with some games. They're going to get you excited. But my concern is, I got to admit to you, as much as I can't stand Dallas Cowboy fans, because they truly make me sick. Mm-hmm. I can't stand Cowboy fans. I do love the city of Dallas, though. It is nice. But I can't stand Dallas Cowboy fans. Just
I wonder why you love the city of Dallas.
If a nuclear bomb dropped, a cockroach, a rat, and a Cowboys fan will come out of the rubble. This is what happens. I mean, it's who they are, okay? And they just make me sick claiming they're going to win a Super Bowl after another futile season. But I have to admit, my buddy Jerry Jones is special to me. And I got to tell you that him winning, you know, while he's still on God's green earth is something that would touch my heart. So I got to remember, I could tell you right now, before I see a Cowboy fan, I can root for Jerry. Now, the Cowboy fan's going to come in the next hour and ruin it. There's one of them running in this building somewhere. And I'm going to run into one of them that's going to say, you know, you're going to the Super Bowl next year, right? And then they're going to just make change, just turn my attitude around. But for the moment, I would tell you, my heart's with Jerry Jones. I love that man, and I want him to win. I want him to win. And by the way, those people that came to my house to do that, Jerry Jones sent them.
Yeah.
You know, that's
they did a great job.
That's right. They did a fantastic job.
It was a first-class production, really. But nothing low budget about that.
I will say this. My house is kind of nice, but it would have been nicer to be on Jerry's yacht doing this. Unfortunately, I didn't have the time.
I didn't have the time to get up there.
Forget the bus. I'm talking about the yacht. So, unfortunately, I didn't have the time because of my NBA schedule that Dave Roberts has me on. I couldn't get down to the yacht, but that's where I wanted to do it.
Oh, well, maybe he'll rearrange his schedule for you, just like General
Jerry Jones,
Hospital. But maybe he'll work on that.
I think it's possible.
By the way, since the show started, I counted, used the word I 213 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit excessive.
Yeah.
It was more than 24. We went 213 times.
Yeah. You know what, Perk? There's no I in team. That's why, thank goodness, I'm here.
That's right. Just follow the yellow brick road. You'll be all right. Follow the yellow brick road.
You said it. There's got to be some Indians, right?
Big Papa!
I'm good.
You good, bro?
Good to see you, Woody. Hope to see you in person
soon. By the way,
before
we let him go, what do you prefer, Big Papa or Notorious Liberace with the piano in the background? Which one is it?
Big Papa.
Big Papa, that's right.
Yeah.
We're going to go Big Papa. Appreciate you, big boy.
Yeah.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It's been a rough look for Stephen A's Warriors the last couple games, but Perk, I'm starting with you. Are you giving the Grizzlies a shot to win this series, sir?
Hell yeah, I am. Look, I've been on the dark side this entire season. I'm not jumping
this
off.
This you have.
Yes,
you
have. I have. I'm yes. not jump. I am not
no,
jumping
he has.
off. I am not jumping off the boat just yet. Not just yet at all. Here's the thing.
You can though. It's a lot of boats in Memphis.
No. Here's the thing. I'm tired of seeing the Warriors. I'm not a hater. I just want to see something new. Okay, at the end of the day, I don't want to see the same old Warriors back to the finals, back to the Western Conference. I told you this about LeBron James. I love him. He's the GOAT. I don't want to see him no more. I want to see the future. Here's the thing about the Memphis Grizzlies, right? They don't care. And now they're starting to play with a little bit more IQ. They're playing with a little bit of sense of urgency. And I'm looking at the Golden State Warriors, and people keep saying, oh, they got the championship pedigree. They know how to turn it on. No, that was the old Golden State Warriors. That's not this Golden State Warriors. Matter of fact, can somebody tell Draymond Green it's okay to look at the basket and actually shoot a shot? I mean, because he's afraid. I mean, I'm sitting up here seeing all the turnovers. He don't even look at the basket. And I'm looking at Klay Thompson trying to force his, you know, find his own rhythm like I told you what was going to happen when he came back. Looking at Steph. Steph don't really have, you know, he's Steph, but he don't really have that same sense of urgency. Kuminga is a raw talent. Andrew Wiggins, you don't know what you're going to get out of him. At the end of the day, look, you can go in there playing. Memphis didn't win game five for no reason. They didn't just jump on the plane, Molly, to go down there and get smacked up. Yeah. The boys going down there on the mission, period.
Couple of things. Number one, hell no, I ain't bored with the Warriors. I'd rather see them than the Memphis Grizzlies without Ja Morant. That's number one. Number two, I'd rather see the Warriors against Phoenix because that's the collision course that's been waiting to happen all year long. Although I would not mind being in Dallas. Let me be very clear about that. And there aren't any Coyotes in Dallas as far as I know. So certainly with Mike Wilbon, let's take that into consideration as well. Number three, I wouldn't say that Draymond Green is scared. I don't believe that at all, scared to look at the basket. I think he recognized that he has three lethal shooters around him. Who should be able to put the ball in the basket. Could he look at the basket more? Sure. But I wouldn't say he's scared. Now let me get to the bigger point. I have the Warriors closing out this series tonight. I told you they were going to win the Grizzlies were going to win game five. They're going to lose game six. I will say this to you, though. The Warriors had better win tonight because you ain't beating Memphis for a game seven back in Memphis. These brothers will beat you up. I believe Taylor Jenkins went to his players and said, beat their ass. And he wasn't talking about points. He was talking about physically. Beat them up. Go after them. You are physically bigger and stronger than this team. We've seen Dylan Brooks draped all over Jordan Poole over the last two games. Mm-hmm. Jordan Poole had 3 points on 1-for-6 shooting. He did nothing. Klay Thompson, who is this guy? Right now, he's shooting 32% from three-point range. Steph Curry, I'm sorry. What is it? Let me make sure I got this right. Klay Thompson shooting 29% from three-point range. Steph Curry shooting 32% from three-point range. These are dudes who've spent their entire careers shooting better than 40% from three-point range. Their entire careers. And somehow, someway during these playoffs, they're nowhere to be found in terms of their level of efficiency. You are right. I got reason to be big time concerned about the Golden State Warriors. They are on their home court tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. And for this man who picked the Golden State Warriors to win it all, and I've got cause to pause, and you ain't in no position to tell me about that as much pausing as you've done this year. Sorry to break it to you. But I will tell you this, KP, you got me. Because I'm looking at Golden State, and I'm telling you this, they don't win tonight. They ain't beating Memphis in a game seven in Memphis. They have to win tonight. And I believe they will close out Memphis tonight.
Look, let me explain something to y'all about Draymond Green, all right? Very outspoken, mm-hmm. authentic, aggressive, right? Kind of remind me of myself.
Yeah, he's not a liar. He's not a liar.
He don't give a damn. But he will trick you, okay? To a person, he will trick you. See, he'll go in his post-game interviews and he'll say things to this nature. Yeah, to the real basketball minds, they know it's not all about the stat sheet and, you know, I'm out here facilitating plays. That's fool's gold. Because at the end of the day, you're passing up wide open layups. At least try to make the shot. At least try to take the shot. He's afraid of taking the shot right now. So those assists, some of those assists that he's getting to Steph Curry, Jordan Poole, and Klay Thompson, I could go out there and get those same assists. They wide open, ain't nothing but a pass away. So don't let Draymond Green sit up here and fool y'all like he's just, you know, everything come out of his mouth is the gospel. That's the first thing. The second thing is, all of a sudden, let me ask you a question, Stephen A. Get off your phone.
All right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Remember when I said about if the Warriors don't win the championship, trading Klay Thompson, maybe breaking up the big three?
Yes.
You still standing firm that they shouldn't?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think that Klay Thompson is not 100% back. I think that Klay Thompson that we've seen this year will be better next year.
Yeah, but at some point you have to move forward. The reason that you're not seeing the old version of Klay Thompson and Steph, you know, they all getting up in age.
No, no, I'm not thinking, well, first of all, Steph ain't going nowhere. We know that.
I understand. Not,
right. But in Klay Thompson's case, I don't think it's fair. I think he's been gone for 2 years. He's just getting back. I think the number one thing, even though I don't think he's 100%, I think the number one thing that has hurt Klay Thompson is that Klay Thompson has been an individual that has been too preoccupied with proving the naysayers
wrong. Yeah, well, he's coming off two major injuries.
Rather than.
All right, but Memphis, by the way, 21-6 when Ja does not play. That is beyond impressive. Oh. And Stephen A., no screens at the dinner table. Get it together. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
There'll be plenty of same faces and new places in the NFL in 2022. The Russell Wilson reunion isn't waiting long. He returns to Seattle on Monday Night Football in Week 1. Carson Wentz hosts the Eagles Week 3 before returning to Philly Week 10. Two-time Super Bowl champ Booger McFarland back here with us. Boog, what's the more compelling reunion game or revenge game, as I like to call it? Russ versus the Seahawks or Wentz versus the Eagles?
Well, just by the process of elimination, it's got to be Russ. I mean, what exactly has Carson Wentz done in Philadelphia? I can't remember anything he did there, so I'm not even going to expound upon that. But when you look at the history of what Russ accomplished in Seattle, all the success that they had, the Super Bowl, but in the end, Russ wanted out. Russ didn't want to be there because at some point, I don't think Russ felt like he was appreciated, nor did I feel like Russ felt like they were going to allow Russ to continue to cook. On top of that, Russ sees everything that's going on around the NFL. All the star quarterbacks starting to get all their accolades and get their flowers. Josh Allen, Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow. But nobody's talking about Russell Wilson. So the fact that the success and then you force your way out of Seattle and now you go to a team that we all think is a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl. So there's ultimate pressure on Russ not only to win, but to win. Now you couple that with the first game of the year, your team is going back to the place that you didn't want to be. I think that's must-see TV, and I'm glad that's on Monday Night Football because Russ, I think, along with Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott, are the three quarterbacks that have the most to prove in the NFL. And for Russ, I think there's a lot more there considering how he left Seattle and what he inherited when he got to Denver. So, yeah, that reunion in Seattle is going to be outstanding, and Russ has a lot to prove, Stephen A.
I get where you're coming from, Booger. You might be right. But let me tell you why I'm going to take a different angle here. Number one, Drew Lock or Geno Smith is the quarterback in Seattle. If the matchup, the return to Seattle would be far more compelling if Seattle wasn't in flux right now with so many changes and them not really expected to contend. See, if they got a big-time bona fide quarterback and they had a big-time team and, you know, the Thomases of the world and others, you know, weren't gone, all right? If we looked at them from that perspective and Russell Wilson, was returning to a contender,
and going against his old team on Monday Night Football. I got it. But what we really see in here is a love fest. He's been there, had a successful 10-year run, delivered them a Super Bowl championship, 2 trips to the Super Bowl, perennial playoff participants, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a love and appreciation for the guy that is Russell Wilson, and you're going to go with it from that perspective, okay? So let's sing Kumbaya. Let's hug him. Let's have the tears flowing in. We're so happy to see you. What's a good thing for your return and stuff like that? Yeah, that's not what we're talking about here. We ain't talking about as Russell Wilson's world turns or something like that. That's not what we're talking about here, okay? Carson Wentz is a different matter. Former number 2 overall pick. MVP candidate in 2017. Led the Philadelphia Eagles to an 11-2 record before he went down with that nasty leg injury in Los Angeles at the Coliseum before Nick Foles had to step in and ultimately helped them deliver a championship without him. Then he comes back. And he's struggling again, and Nick Foles does it again. Comes there, resurrects their season, takes them to the postseason, playoff victory against New Orleans, blah, 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 blah. I'm saying when you look at it from that standpoint, and the number 2 overall pick in the city of Philadelphia, who didn't measure up to snuff when ultimately it came down to it, you cast him away out of town. You send him to Indy. Now he's back in the NFC East, being coached by Ron Rivera, working for in the nation's capital for the Commanders, with that boring-ass name. Don't get me started with that. But the point that I'm trying to make is if you look at it from that standpoint, right, and you look at Carson Wentz, I'm just saying to myself, the hostility of the environment that is Philadelphia, combined that we're talking about Carson Wentz coming back to Lincoln Financial Field for the first time with the disappointment that he resonated through the city of Philadelphia and how they're going to have an opportunity to rattle him in week 10 because he's playing for a divisional foe. I think that's going to be far more compelling than Russell Wilson against his old team in an AFC versus NFC matchup. This is NFC East combatants, and I think there's going to be a lot more intrigue involved with Wentz coming back to Philadelphia.
I hear you, and Steve A., that's a decent point. I just think that Carson Wentz leaving Philadelphia the way he did and everything that happened, I mean, they won a championship basically without him. And the fact that now Carson Wentz is not only on his second team, he's on his third team in Washington, and the expectations aren't going to be as high. I just lean on the emotion and everything that's going to surround the season opener, Russell Wilson, Denver going back to Seattle, and the expectations for me really push it over the top.
Yeah, of course, in front of the 12s. Boog, we're up against it. So good to see you. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
He has the confidence, and when I look at him, I talk about on the verge where he's going for as being an all-time great, the second greatest power forward behind Tim Duncan if he keeps this up. But we're going to have to talk about Giannis Antetokounmpo being on Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore? Does that mean like...
Yeah, like some people are going to have to move
this up. Don't pay attention to him. What I'm saying is, you go 40 and 11. Mount Rushmore, do you know how many faces are on Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, 4.
Yeah. So he ain't going to make top. I'm glad he made it.
Why? But why
he's
wouldn't
not top 4.
But why wouldn't
of power forwards,
but,
yeah.
But why
put,
not? But tell me why not. We have at least 8 more years of seeing this Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, and we will see.
Okay,
we'll
cool.
See, because there's still the Magics, the Larrys.
Stephen A., you heard what Perk had to say. Your thoughts.
I hear where he's coming from because he's already the greatest European talent that's ever played. So we understand that. There's nobody from Europe that's been better than Giannis Antetokounmpo, but I do think that's a bit extreme. Not because I'm questioning his talent and his abilities, but because who you'd have to move off in order to do that. He ain't Jordan, okay? He ain't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, okay? You got Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, LeBron James, okay? Okay, Bill Russell. So, I mean, Wilt Chamberlain, people like that, Shaq. I mean, I'm just saying, Kobe, that's a lot. I mean, I love Giannis. And, you know, got the title as the greatest European player, no doubt about it. And he continues to be dominant. We see him. He's got one chip. I would say this to you. I won't dismiss it. What I'll say to you is come talk to me when he has four.
Four what?
Championships.
Well, see, that's the problem that I have with everybody. Like, we keep talking about championships. This is not an individual sport. I'm talking about his accolades, his individual accolades. In the next 8 or 9 years, I believe that Giannis Antetokounmpo can win 3 or 4 more MVPs. I also think that Giannis Antetokounmpo could win 3 or 4 more defensive player of the year.
You don't get to get away with that, though, Perk, because the bottom line is you speak to his level of dominance. If you're that dominant, see, Luka Doncic, that makes sense. But considering the dominance of Giannis, it's not unreasonable to expect 4 rings.
Okay, so what if he go get 3?
Okay.
Well, 3 more.
Okay, if he goes get 3 more, we'll have the discussion.
You saying that he can't?
I'm not saying that.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I think it's possible.
All I'm saying.
I think it's possible, but
all I'm saying,
do it.
All I'm saying.
Because of who you talk about knocking off.
All I'm saying is.
Celtics
or Bucks? Who you got?
Celtics or Bucks?
I got Celtics tonight. I think Celtics force a game 7. He obviously doesn't.
I'm staying out of this.
Listen,
I hope the Celtics win, but I'm telling you, Giannis scares me. He scares me.
Mm. All right.
Perk being scared, I guess that's breaking news. Follow the yellow bird.
It's all on ESPN tonight.
Make you braver.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.